We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Do you ever feel like you're always on? What do you do when you need a moment to chill? How do you like to hit the reset button to get ready for what's next? These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nothing but nonstop hustle all the time. Work, family, friends, a million pressing social issues, and an expectation to be on 24/7, sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit the reset button. That's when you reach for an ice-cold Coors Light, the beer that's made to chill. Listen, there's a lot going on in Green Bay right now, and I feel like we could all use a moment to chill with a Coors Light. See, Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's literally made to chill. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. Coors Light is what I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in their all-new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate.
Minutes a day. 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Hello once again, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast, your one-stop shop for all things green and gold. Hope you're having a safe and wonderful Memorial Day weekend. My name is Mike Wellen. I'm joined by Gage Bridgeford and Matt Fralick, as we're going to keep up with that theme today, as we're going to have a little bit of fun talking about Memorial Day barbecues and hanging out with friends and family, and we're going to discuss some Packers players and coaches who we'd like to have at coming to our Memorial Day events, or maybe 4th of July going forward as well, and who would be a lot of fun to hang around with. But before we jump into that, a quick reminder as well to please find us on your favorite podcast platform. Give us a comment, subscription, let us know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars and let us keep, so we can keep doing this from now until the end of time. As we jump into that, Matt, I know you're out of town right now celebrating the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys come up with this topic, we haven't had a chance to really have some fun with some of these topics as much until now. This is going to be a blast.
Yeah, no, we've been trying to keep it serious, trying to somewhat be educated and, trying to validate our own personal opinions about the team and the strengths and weaknesses and just as we went through the draft. But now it's like it's a fun, relaxed 3-day weekend. And I think it's good to just dive into something because, you know, it's all great and excellent to talk about OTAs and how they should be voluntary or not voluntary, Rodgers happenings in Hawaii and et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes you need to, you know, break that up with some fun content. So I'm excited to dive into this. And I think Gage has some creative ones here and we'll see what he thinks. But I think overall, for just the roster size, the coaching staff, for some former players that we can pull from, we limited it to 3. It's going to be a tough one to whittle down to get on that VIP list for a Memorial Day barbecue.
Yeah, when we were talking about what topics are we going to cover today, and Matt, you had brought up a couple of like Packers, if you like traveling with or on a road trip or this stuff, and it clicked while you were sitting there bouncing the ideas off me, and I was like, Memorial Day. That's what's going on this weekend. Who would we want to hang out with? And there are a lot of teams in the NFL where there's a lot of serious guys, like especially you think of New England and the whole New England way. Everybody carries themselves a certain way. This Green Bay team is it makes sense that they're Wisconsin guys because I feel like there's constantly funny quotes they're saying to the media, or just the energy that they bring to the field is an energetic one and a fun one, and one that you would want to hang out with outside of a setting. You're like, yeah, these are superstar athletes, but at the same time, a lot of these guys are in their mid to late 20s and they're basically kids. They're just kids that are paid really well and they're extremely talented athletes. So this is going to be a lot of fun to talk about today.
For sure. So let's just jump right into it. And each of us did pick an offensive lineman, which I don't think is any sort of shock. So let's jump right into that. And Matt, we'll go to you first. You picked which offensive lineman did you pick to have on your barbecue?
I picked my boy Lucas Patrick, and there's a few reasons behind that. One, as you said, he's a lineman. He's going to be a riot. Two, back in like December, January, I played in a Madden tournament that the Packers put on for charity. It was actually pretty cool, and I advanced far enough to be able to play Lucas Patrick in a Madden game. He is not the best Madden player. He was very upfront about that. He's more of a PGA Tour guy. Loves to get the boys together, some of his buddies from his Duke days, and play. But overall, he was just a super down-to-earth dude and, like, loves the golf, loves fishing, just a normal Wisconsin boy if he needed to fit in. And I just think how down to earth he was in the conversations we had that weren't even related to football. Like, I was just like, this guy's cool. Like, he's fun to hang out with. I could see myself hanging with him. And like, it just seems like a good guy that he's just going to be able to, you know, maybe bring another buddy along if possible. I could see him dabbling or assisting in some sort of barbecue situation. He's definitely bringing a full cooler of some sort of, I don't know what, but I think even just, he just is going to be a good energy guy and a good glue guy, as he's been for the entire offensive line for the Packers for many years.
Gage, you took the obvious name and just hop right in.
Yeah, I took David Bakhtiari. I mean, who wouldn't want to hang out with this guy? We were talking about it, and I was like, none of us really chose superstar guys. And some people were like, oh, well, maybe they're not really able to cut loose or whatever. David Bakhtiari is a superstar among superstars. He is the best tackle in football, full stop. And this guy just parties. He just has a fun time at all times. I know we've all seen the clips from him at Bucks games when he's chugging beers as a front row seat ticket holder. He's able to cut loose and have fun there. I know we've all seen the pictures of him at the Kentucky Derby with Rodgers from, what was that, a few weeks ago now. David Bakhtiari just knows how to have fun. Like Matt said, Lucas Patrick could bring a cooler. I know David Bakhtiari is bringing a cooler, and he's going to drive one. Yeah, we've seen the videos of David Bakhtiari driving Rodgers around in the bed of his truck with a box of beer there. He's going to do the same thing. I know that David Bakhtiari is going to show up and have fun. He might not be the cooking guy. I'm sure that he could jump in and help out if need to. But at the same time, he's just going to bring good vibes. And at a Memorial Day party, you want a guy that's going to show up, have fun, get along with everybody. He can help if you need any like picnic tables moved around or set up. He's definitely strong enough to do that. So David Bakhtiari is a very versatile person to have at this event. He's going to bring the energy up for everybody and make sure that everyone's always having a good time. And if I can have a guy like that as my right-hand man at this party, I'm all about it.
For sure, and he's bringing definitely coolers, plural. His bed of his truck will be filled with stuff. And I'm the only one who picked a former player, but I had to pick Lane Taylor. If anything, because that means he is cooking, and he is going to be smoking some ribs, and he is going to be bringing out everything he has. Because I remember one of my favorite articles on The Athletic was talking about Lane Taylor's love for grilling and smoking and all the stuff he did. He did a lot of great stuff for local charities as well during the pandemic in Green Bay, and he was just a great dude to have, and you know he's going to put the effort in. And he's going to end up bringing in people from all around the neighborhood because they're going to smell whatever he's cooking. And he's just going to bring people in. And I wish Lane was still in Green Bay, so this would be all current players. But I think he's a guy where he also seemed really down-to-earth, much like Lucas Patrick as well, where he was chill, he was going to be relaxed, and he was going to be able to help out and just be a good friend there to have around. And I do think all three of these linemen will be a lot of fun, but I got to go with the guy who's going to be cooking.
You have to have a cooking guy. Like, if you don't have a good grill master, the success of your barbecue, your Memorial Day plans are only going to go so far. So I think, I mean, we could absolutely make an exception for Lane Taylor and his Traeger grills, because he can cook up some brisket, some ribs, if you got to go with the basic brats, burgers, hot dogs. I'm confident in Mr. Taylor.
For sure. So let's jump right back in. We have another set of players before we get into our coaches. I'll start this one. I'm going with Mason Crosby. And for me, having Mason there, you got the old veteran, almost like the dad type. He's going to make sure nothing gets too out of hand. So you got all the food from Lane Taylor. You got the maturity of Mason Crosby, keeping things relaxed. But he's also a guy who seems like he'd just be a good guy to talk to. You can chill off to the sideline, have a beer with, relax. And he's a guy who's going to be able to keep things on the up and up. He'll be chill. He'll be fun. And he's a guy who just seems like your neighbor. Like, he's the neighbor you'd invite over from talking over the side fence. It's say, hey, come over and have some ribs. And he'd just hop right back over.
And he would be the guy that's like, you know, as an older silver fox, he would always be prepared to have some sort of barbecue. You know, he's always got some chicken marinating. He's definitely gonna have a case of beer in his beer fridge ready to go over. He could, you know, maybe Mrs. Crosby will throw together a little pasta salad, if you will, but he's gonna be prepared just because he's that veteran guy.
Yeah, and Mason always just, like, so there's certain players that don't age very well. Kickers generally, like, there will be some of them that just don't age. I know we've all seen the Sebastian Janikowski, the huge belly that he had going on for his entire career. Mason looks like a guy that if he walked away tomorrow, he could put on sunglasses and you would have no clue that he had ever been a professional athlete. He is just, like you said, Matt, he's the silver fox. He's just a guy that just continues rolling along. He's walking through. Maybe he did really well in tech or the stock market or something. He's just the most relaxed, cool guy ever. And before Mike said that Mason was his guy, I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and mark down Mason. I might have him as my last player here. And then he said he's got him. I was like, you know what? I can't even be mad about it because it's a perfect choice. It's one I would have chosen. And you guys said everything about him. He's going to be prepared. He's going to be there, and he's going to help out in any way, shape, or form because he is the guy that is experienced. He's been there before. So if any of these younger guys get a little out of hand or don't know what's going on, he's like, okay, I'll take care of it. Everybody calm down. I got it. Everybody just get out of the way, and I'll make sure everything goes smoothly.
For sure. And Gage, we'll go to your second one because it seems like if you flipped mine and yours coaches, yours would be quite the party because yours is going to be quite loud and rambunctious.
Yeah, I got Robert Tonyan. Everybody loves Big Bob. We talked about it. He might bring his plus one, his BFF, George Kittle along. That would be a great time. Like him, Kittle, and Bakhtiari, just that, oh man, that'd be the best. That'd be the best way to spend a Memorial Day is just those three guys.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I had to get Tonyan in here. This guy is – I remember watching him on the Pat McAfee show last year when he did his interview with them, and he was – the guy just is a riot to listen to and to – like, and I'm sure that he is just the same way to talk to. And he is clearly the type of guy that he knows how to party. He's also from – he's from, like, the Midwest. He mm-hmm. went to Indiana State, so I didn't go to Indiana State, but I'm from Indiana, so we can bond over the fact that we both went to school here. And he's just a guy that is going to, again, I'm all about vibes for this party. I don't want to bring anybody that's going to try and show anybody up, and Bob's not going to do that. He's going to come in and just try and make sure that everybody stays having a good time. That's what he's all about, man. I'm not sure about his cooking skills. I'm not sure about his drinking skills, but I know that this guy is going to come in and make sure that everybody's enjoying themselves from start to finish.
Credit Karma has always been there to help you make better financial decisions, and now they want to help you even more. With a Credit Karma Money Spend account, you can be rewarded for good money habits. Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win cash reimbursements for making purchases. Just pay with your debit card, and if you win, you'll be notified on the spot, and your Instant Karma cash will be added back to your spend account. Open your FDIC-insured spend account for free. There's no minimum balance requirements, no overdraft fees, and free withdrawals from a network of over 50,000 ATMs. And when you make a purchase between June 8th and June 30th, you'll automatically be entered to win $1 million. Right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
I'm pretty sure after I'm just referencing here quickly, like, I think Big Bob is the first Midwest boy we're going to have in there. Like you said, he's from McHenry, Illinois. So, like, he's gonna be a part of the Wisconsin culture, assuming we're having this in Green Bay. We might be having it in Wisconsin. We might have it by Gage. You know, maybe we'll meet in the middle between where Mike and I live. But overall, you know he's gonna be prepped and ready to go. And you got, if Kittle comes along, you already got Deebach there and Tanyan, a lot of man bun. Like, there's a lot of hair going on that there might be some, we might get some tips on our salad. Other than that, like, I like Tanyan. Do you guys think, as far as people we've already named, like, Tanyan and Bakhtiari are one and two for who can consume the most adult beverages, right? Like, we got to think those guys, or unless Lucas Patrick or Lane Taylor, or what do you think?
Hey, Lucas Patrick's a Tennessee guy, so it's not like he's just, like, a guy that's from, like, it's not like he's from, like, the Northeast or something, or, like,
correct,
the Pacific Northwest. He's from Tennessee. He's not necessarily, like, upper Midwest guy, but he is still from, he's from that Midwest region. He's going to be able to hold his own, I'm sure.
I agree.
The only other guys that came to mind were other Midwest guys, so I was thinking, or even Southern guys, so they have, I feel like Royce Newman could hold his own.
Oh, yeah.
And
definitely.
Then the other one that came to mind was Tyler Lancaster.
Also a good one.
I feel like a big nose tackle, Illinois guy, Northwestern guy. He seems like a farm boy who's really going to be able to.
He's
the one who's
going to
be walking. He'll be walking away at the end of the night while you're on your couch somewhere.
All right. Matt, who's your final player before we get into coaches?
So my final player is a new guy, Blake Bortles. And obviously everyone has seen the clip before from years and years and years ago where he's interviewed and he's just kind of just a super normal dude. Like, if he wasn't playing football, he'd be ripping darts and doing construction. Like, that's the kind of guy you want. He's been some places, right? He's been in LA. He's been in Jacksonville. He's been in Central Florida. So, like, he's got all different coasts. He's got some influence from everywhere, but I think he's going to be one of those guys that is he's just like made for a barbecue. Like, he's the kind of guy I get the vibes from. He's not going to be a great, you know, cook. He might skimp out on the beer, might be mooching some beers off. He'll definitely be the guy that, you know, have to make it. He's a good beer run guy too. Cause I feel like at some point he's going to have to go get some cigarettes cause he's going to be chain smoking. Like, he's going to end up at a Quick Trip. Have him get a couple cases of beer because we already got a lot of beer drinkers already at this party. Like, and you want one of your new quarterbacks to fit into the mix, and you got to see what he wants. I know when we get to my coach here, like, the fraternity, if you will, of the Green Bay Packers quarterback room has been lengthy. There's a lot of stories about that, how they have these different games, from the photo bombing to some of these, like, wordplay things they'll do through over the years. So I think you want to see if Blake's got that vibe in him, if he's got that frat boy mentality, and I think he'd be just a really, really fun dude to put in the mix, because he's kind of the outlier of all these linemen, these older veteran guys that we've already discussed.
That's fair. So let's just jump right back in. Let's go right with your coach. So you already kind of alluded to it. Let's talk about gold member here.
We have to have Nathaniel Hackett. Like, you have to, because there's not often times where throughout the year you're going to have different players commenting about how cool an offensive coordinator is. And, like, Nathaniel Hackett, he established the gold member thing, the gold zone. It took a mind of its own, and really it got some national attention outside of just, like, the normal, you know, the beat and the local, you know, Twitter. And I just really think Nathaniel Hackett's well-respected. He's not the coach that's going to show up and be like, hey, Coach Hackett's here. Like, you know, switch to water. Like, he's going to be like, you know what, guys, let's cut loose. He's going to be kind of responsible, but also at the same time, he could be coaxed. He could be coaxed into maybe a beer bong, maybe a little flip cup situation, beer pong. I guarantee he's really good at bag. So he's just one of those guys that you kind of want to have as, you know, he's kind of like Mason Crosby, where he can play to the older demographic. He can talk about maybe his IRA and his 401k and his investments, but he's also going to, you know, want to get on that beer pong table and kind of smoke some people. So I think Nathaniel Hackett, he has the respect of the locker room already, but he's just going to be able to bring a good vibe with him as well.
Yeah, Hackett, when you had first mentioned Hackett, when we were, like, laying out our people before we got started, I was like, oh, that's kind of an interesting choice. And then you immediately brought up the gold member aspect. And in order to be, like, bringing gold member references in, you got to have some sense of humor. I was like, you know what? Makes a lot of sense. I take back what I said, because Hackett is a guy that knows how to bring the kid almost out of, like, the kid or the young or the teenager out of these guys who try to be very serious people. We've seen Aaron, who can be equally serious and equally just like kind of goof off and goof around type deal. We had the Tim Boyle was here last year as well and would really bring up the energy with those guys. And that's what Hackett, it all starts with Hackett. As the offensive coordinator under a coach who is one of the best offensive minds in the game in Matt LaFleur, and then with one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in Aaron Rodgers, you don't necessarily get to do a whole lot in terms of like you're not the offensive guru that other people, like other teams see. You're not the Sean McVay. You're not this guy, that guy. So you have to bring your own thing. And that's what he does. He brings everybody in and engages everybody. When Aaron talks about him in every single press conference, that says something. Because he's not saying, oh, it's just matter. It's just this guy. He's saying, hey, Hackett, he makes a point to get him involved. And I mean, there's like all the points you pointed out for the barbecue specifically, I think that he's also going to be a coach next year and get to bring his good vibes somewhere else. And there's going to be another team somewhere that gets to really see what he's all about. Who's your coach? Yeah, as a head coach is what I'm saying.
I could see that.
I think it happens next year, especially if Aaron's back and they have another good year. I could see it. But, Mike, let's go to your coach next. And your guys, I think he's going to fit in well with a couple of the players that I've mentioned already.
For sure. I feel like if me and you had switched coaches, your party would end up getting the police called. But I'm going with Mike Smith. All you got to do is read some of the quotes that this guy has said over the past couple of years. It is absolutely nuts. And there's a good chance either him or Mason Crosby's going through a table by the end of this barbecue. Like when you see some stuff said, he's talked about creating a burner on Instagram to troll Z because Darius keeps on posting about how he's not listed among the top edge rushers. He talked about how he lost a tooth last week because he was fixing his lawn equipment and the players didn't get a good enough grip, so he yanked too hard and he hit himself in the face. Like, this guy is just an absolute walking entertainment spectacle. And even the stories of when Rashawn Gary was drafted, he's running down the hallway at Lambeau Fields yelling because he's so happy. My barbecue so far is really chill. You have Lane Taylor Cook and Mason Crosby just kind of off the side, talk with everyone, having a good time. And then Mike Smith walks up with most likely a keg and is just going to walk in yelling at people and just pumping people up and doing all these crazy games that we weren't expecting. And by the end of the day, everyone's laughing, everyone's relaxed. There's probably fireworks going off somewhere. And he's the only one standing.
Yeah, Mike Smith's the guy, like, and I don't know if this is, like, I had a great uncle at one point who loved throwing firecrackers in the fire when everyone was around. I feel like Mike Smith's that guy. He's got a cup, maybe like a dozen firecrackers, and he's going to slip one in every time to get people jumping. Found a really hilarious quote from Mike Smith quickly. Matt Schneidman tweeted out a few months back. It was quoted, Mike Smith, when he was discussing just like shooting his players straight, being honest with them. And the quote is, I'm not going to pee on your leg and tell you it's raining. So, you know, at the end of the day, there's obviously when you're outside and you got to take a leak, when you got to break the seal, like if you feel some sprinkles, he's not going to BS you. If you got a little splatter on your leg, he's going to say, you know what? Sorry, I peed on your Birkenstocks. But if it's starting to rain, you're also going to know like, hey, like we got to get inside. We got to respect Mother Nature. We don't get this barbecue rained out. We transition into a basement or garage party.
Yeah, and so Mike, you had to bring kind of you almost had to bring your guys up in terms of like your two guys that you had were a little more on the relaxed side of things, and then you brought them up with Mike Smith. I almost, like you said, I had to kind of bring my guys down because Bob and D-Bach were going to get a little wild, so I brought in the veteran Jerry Gray, defensive backs coach. Jerry Gray, a little long in the tooth, 58 years old. I'm not concerned about that because this guy has to wrangle defensive backs all day, and we all know that defensive backs are not exactly the most relaxed and calm group on the roster, especially with you when you got guys like Jair and Darnell Savage, and then you also still have Adrian Amos, Kevin King, now Eric Stokes. Jerry Gray is that's my Mason Crosby. While you have Mason Crosby to kind of level everybody out, I have Jerry Gray to kind of do that. This guy, I know that he is able to get the best out of everybody in the room. Like he helped turn Jair Alexander into the best cornerback in football last year. He has made Kevin King has gotten better under him. Josh Jackson has gotten better. He's just not gotten put in the right situation. So he's going to bring up everybody at this party. So if Mason's having a, if Blake Bortles is getting a little wild, getting a little rambunctious, Jerry's going to be go over there, take him under his wing, say, hey, let's go ahead and let's calm some stuff down. Let's get right. Let's get situated. Let's get you a drink in your hand, get some food in your belly, and let's get back in there. And that's what Jerry's going to do for me. So I'm going ahead and I'm rounding out the whole thing. And with all of his experience, Jerry's been there. Jerry knows what to watch out for. He knows when to watch out for the guy that's been going a little too hard all morning, and he needs to get some food in him before he gets too out of hand. Plus, Jerry's also an NFL veteran, four-time Pro Bowler, played for 9 years in the NFL. The guy's been around. He can sit there and say, look, I'm a coach, but I was a player before you guys were players. I was in the NFL and done before any of you guys, half of you guys were born. So that's why Jerry's rounding out my group today. Just the veteran leadership cannot be overstated, especially at a Memorial Day party.
And with Jerry Gray too, like, you know, as the night progresses and, you know, the darty becomes into a party at night and et cetera, like, Jerry Gray is going to be that foundation of story. Like, he's going to say, you know, back in my day in Texas when I was coaching or playing, like, et cetera, et cetera. He's going to give all these, you know, historical references of football and maybe guys he played with or coached back in the 90s and early 2000s when he was in the league, coaching the NFL. Like, he's just going to be a good guy just to keep, you know, having conversations and keep bringing up historical stuff. And he's going to be able to take the, you know, the shots here and there from other guys. Maybe they're, you know, busting his chops, but I'm excited to see a little Jerry Gray, Mike Smith, maybe a little one-on-one battle, potentially a little defensive back versus receiver, or maybe even like I could see them getting a little feisty out there, maybe throwing the pigskin around.
I love the fact that now with these last two comments that we're now on the same street, that these parties are next to each other.
Oh yeah,
which
absolutely.
Which means it's going to end up being one giant party because Lane Taylor's going to have enough ribs for most of the city of Green Bay. But either way, I love these topics. I hope we do more of these during the rest of this offseason going forward.
I have one question for you gentlemen. I guess it's kind of a two-parter. Who's the first person to go home and who's the last person to be up?
I'm going Bob is the last one up because
I like that.
The main reason Bob's, I'm pretty sure, the youngest person we talked about today.
Might be, yeah.
It either be him or Lucas.
Right.
So Bob's young. Bob has no kids. He doesn't have a significant other of any kind, if I can remember correctly. So he doesn't have any obligations to go home. So that's kind of where I'm leaning with him. With Mason's a little longer in the tooth, especially if he brings the missus over. They're going to have to go home a little earlier, go take care of the kids and whatnot. They got to get up early. They got to get up early and go to work the next day. Jerry, 58, he is the veteran of the crew. If he's not hosting, he's probably gonna cut out a little earlier. But I think the first one to go home might actually be Blake.
Yeah, that's good. I agree with that.
I think Blake is he's like the shooting star. He's gonna burn hot and fast, but he's gonna burn out real, real fast. So that's where I'm leaning in terms. Like, Blake can party, he can hang, but I think he's gonna burn out a little too quick.
Someone on this podcast, myself, I can be a short hitter once in a while. I really just want to get out the gates fun and really establish it, but you know, you burn out a little too fast. And I think him specifically being a Florida boy, he's not going to be able to hang with the tanks that are Robert Tonyan, Lucas Patrick, Lane Taylor, David Bakhtiari. He's just not going to be able to battle. And then like guys like Mason Crosby, Jerry Gray, who are like, they've seen it. They've been around. They know what they need to do to establish a marathon of a night or just stick to their priorities. Where Blake Bortles, I feel like, is just – he's a loose cannon. He's going to be just, like you said, a shooting star. He's going to be a sprint in a marathon.
Yeah, I think it's one of those ones where – I think Jerry Gray might actually be the stay up the latest because he's going to be like the father.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to keep everyone – make sure everyone's safe. He's going to be calling Ubers for everybody. He's going to be the guy where people who are being able to be trusted.
Definitely.
But I do think Mason could be that guy too. He'll tell his wife, hey, go without me. I'll be back in a little bit. I just got to make sure these guys are all right. Because there's a good chance that D-Bach or Big Bob are sleeping on your couch. Maybe even Blake might end up staying in your garage for a night. But I do think some of the older guys might be the ones who surprisingly stay up the latest because they're going to want to make sure everyone's safe, especially whether it's Hackett, Mike Smith, or Jerry Gray. Like, hey, we got practice tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need to be there.
And the one nice thing about Jerry, though, especially over Mason, Jerry doesn't have – his kids are out of the house now. He doesn't have any young kiddos to get home to, whereas Mason's got five kids. He could – he could definitely have to get home to the kids while Jerry's hanging around. He might be a little worn out the next day, but guess what? He's still going to wake up at 5 a.m., get the coffee, get the newspaper, and he's going to beat all of you guys into the gym or into the office the next day. And you're going to be like, how in the heck did this dude outlast all of us yesterday, and he's in here first thing in the morning? That's just that veteran leadership that you just can't teach. You just can't teach it.
Agreed. So I think we can all agree this is going to be a fun Memorial Day party with these guys around. And like I said, I hope we can do more of these over the off season. They're, between now and training camp, I'm hoping we can maybe continue to keep the humor up a little bit with some of these on here in the Pack of the Podcast. It's been a blast. So that being said, we'll start to wrap things up. Let you guys go and enjoy your Memorial Day weekends. Matt, what are you working on?
Right now, just getting prepped for the season. Some stuff with the Game on Wisconsin crew. That's going to be a blast. Obviously, Pack-A-Day takes up a lot of my weeks, and I've enjoyed connecting with you guys and being flexible with our schedules. We somewhat buried the lead here. I'm actually recording in my car in Sturgeon Bay's library parking lot, so that's interesting. Definitely, I'll be posting a video right when we get done here of just the setup. It's actually worked a lot better than I thought. But other than that, just I'm looking forward to getting through OTAs. I didn't know something that's voluntary would be so divisive to people. Pretty strange that we're just that pissed off that there's so many guys that haven't made it, and kind of not just forgetting that, hey, just because these veterans are gone, this means all these young guys get more opportunities in these voluntary training camps. So other than that, yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at @Matt_Frey_. That's at @MATT_FRA_. Gage, what do you got cooking, my dude?
Still working on stuff for Rotoballer, Dynasty Nerds, Denver Stiffs as well. Doing some stuff with Super Draft. You can find links about that stuff on my Twitter at @GBridgefordNFL. Just constantly pumping out content, generally doing an article or two every day or so is what the goal is, and I'll continue to ramp that up as the summer goes along. And just to kind of tag on what you said, Matt, you said that the young guys are getting more snaps, and also just because these older guys aren't at OTAs, which are optional, doesn't mean they're not working. I know I've seen videos of MBS working out, Lazard. I'm sure that Devontae's not snoozing, sitting on the couch. The only two that aren't at OTAs that might not be working are D-Bock and Rodgers. And Rodgers is off doing things with his wife, fiance in Hawaii. And then D-Bock is still rehabbing from a torn ACL. So there's only so much these guys can do. But for the people that are getting on these guys that aren't at camp, remember, they're probably still doing stuff. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not happening. Just because they're not working out on camera or in front of your face doesn't mean they're not working out somewhere. So, and also, it's none of your business what they're doing or if they're working out or not. So just let it go. Enjoy your holiday. Enjoy your summer. That's what these guys are doing. That's what you should be doing. So just enjoy it and just relax a little bit. Just relax just a little bit more than you're doing right now.
For sure. For me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Mike Wendland. Find my work as a broadcaster online at ZaleskiSports.com. It's been a blast doing mainly Nina sports recently, and I know Matt and I talked a little bit about the Rockets because you've done some Green Bay schools up there working mm-hmm. with them as a coach, and it's been interesting to watch some of these Valley schools because I spend most of my time in Central Wisconsin, Wolfpack in Portage County, so moving up to these bigger schools, it's been pretty fun, and I got a lot of Rocket baseball coming up, so that's going to be quite the adventure going forward, getting ready for the rest of the season and the summer as teams are starting to run out of arms. So keep an eye on that at on ZaleskiSports.com for my work there, on Twitter at Mike Wendland. And, of course, follow us at Pack-A-Day Podcast. Find us wherever your podcasts can be found, whatever platform you're looking for, we will be there. Let us know how we're doing. Give us a subscription. Give us a 5-star rating. And we look forward to keep doing this every day until we are told not to or until the world collapses, whichever one comes first. So with that being said, for Gage Bridgeford and Matt Freilich, this is Mike Wendland saying so long, everyone. Stay safe. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you guys next time on the Pack-A-Day Podcast. Of course, carry the G and go Pack Go.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.